you've just moved to an acreage and are excited about raising a few livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plan your grazing area before moving the animals out to pasture, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
When you're designing a grazing paddock, analyze and measure the number of acres, then figure how many animals you can run on it. Ed Rayburn is a forage agronomist at West Virginia University. He says the first thing to look at is how the land lays as it relates to soil types and topography.
Some land will lay real steep, some land lays real flat. It does relate to the geology under the surface, which in itself relates to soil type and conditions. Topography also impacts supplying water to the paddocks. So not only are you looking at soil situations, you're looking at ease of getting water to those paddocks.
Animals need access to water within 800 feet of any point in the pasture. Advances in water systems make it easier to ensure there's always water available. Where the soil is in retention to creeks has a major impact on drainage, which then affects what kind of forage will grow. Rayburn says it's best to minimize the differences in soils within the paddock so that forage growth will be fairly uniform. Calculate where the fencing boundaries will be by the species and number of livestock, the amount of forage mass that can be produced, and your production goals. You also have to decide whether you want the fencing to be permanent or movable.
I do encourage them to look at using some temporary fencing to fine-tune, especially in critical times. As you get into a drought period, a farmer, I think, benefits from being a little more critical in their management than when things are going real good.
Find more tips for designing an effective paddock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.